higher education in the United States began with the founding of the Harvard College in 1636. In the past 360 years, it has developed into a big enterprise with a very complex system. The system of higher education in the United States has three functions: teaching, research, and public service. Each college or university has its own emphasis with regard to its functions. The majority of the higher education institutions are located in states that have a large population. 美国的高等教育始于1636年哈佛学院的建立，在过去的360年里，它已发展成了一个体系复杂的巨大事业。美国的高等教育体系有三种功能：教学、研究和公共服务。每个学院或大学都有自己的侧重点，大多数高等教育机构都位于人口众多的州。It is reported that more than 60 of the graduates from senior high schools can go on to further study in different types of institutions of higher learning. There's no national college entrance examination in the United States, but the most influential tests for high school students to apply for college are the SAT, that is Scholastic Aptitude Test, and the ACT, American College Test.Both of them are known as the National College Entrance Examination in America.
据报道，超过 60% 的高中毕业生可以继续在不同类型的高等院校深造。美国没有全国性的大学入学考试，但对高中生申请大学最具影响力的考试是 SAT 和 ACT 考试成绩，两个考试都被称为美国高考。
So successful college applicants are usually chosen on the basis of...
那想要成功申请大学，通常需要满足以下几个条件。Number one, the higher school records, that is GPA. 首先是高中各科的平均成绩，也叫 GPA.
Number two, recommendations from their high school's teachers.
还有高中老师的推荐信。
Number three, the impression they make during interviews at the university.
第三个是在大学面试时给人的印象。
Number four, their scores on the SAT or ACT.
另外就是 SAT 或者是 ACT 的成绩。